Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
We're all afraid of eye surgery. I read that the other day. Is that a joke or what? That can't be. Everyone afraid of eye surgery? And what do you mean by afraid? I'm afraid of eye surgery. Ain't nobody more afraid of eye surgery than me. I don't know about you, but I seize up when I just think about it. I can't stand anyone getting their hands close to my eyes. Shoot, I can't stand my own hands getting close to my eyes. And eye drops? I consider that surgery. Drops have to go into the corners of my eyes. Now, I know that contaminates the solution, but that's too bad. It's the only way I can get them in there. I can't watch the eyedropper coming at me. I don't know why. Jab, jab, jab. Eyeglasses? I can wear. Contacts? Forget it. I can't see how people put plastic discs on their eyeballs. Can you? They take pieces of plastic and stick them onto their eyeballs. Oh my gosh, how do they do that? That's not right. Eyeballs weren't made for that jabbing. Do you know what torture is? My mom's best friend has an eye disease that requires her to have shots in her eyes about every 2 months. Shots! One in each eye. In her eyes! And I'm told they're painful. Now that would be torture. I can't even comprehend it. And I'm so sorry for her and for those like her. Oh, no, no, no. I can just envision me lying on this gurney and the doctor all whited up, including his face mask and gloves, heading for me with this big syringe dripping with solution. I can hear the doctor giggling under his breath and whispering, okay, strap him down. Oh, no way. Nope, nope, nope. I got something in my eye back around 2007 and went to the emergency room in a small town hospital. They laid me down on a table, and an older doctor came in and wanted to dig around in my eye. Nope, went home, thank you. The log in my eye came out that very night just fine. And I think it's silly what they tell you to do to get over your fear of eye jabbing. One is to have an honest discussion with your doctor. I'd say, doctor, honestly, I'm out of here. Not doing it. No way. A second one is practice deep breathing. It's a great stress reliever, they say. No, ain't working for me. Listen to music. You know, that's like bathroom spray. You know, smells good, but you know what's still there. So you can see why none of these will work for obvious reasons. Here's another option. While being jabbed in your eye by a dull instrument, ask your doctor to give you a mild sedative to lessen your anxiety. Now you're talking. Pop me some propofol. You know, the Michael Jackson drug. It put me out. I don't have emetophobia. That's good. Emetophobia is an extreme fear of eyes, strong enough to interfere with your daily routine. So I'm not near that bad. However, I do get squeamish about the thought of an eye exam. You know, they all want to put drops in your eyes. The squeamishness comes not so much for any of the tests, but rather from what the doctor might find wrong with me that would require, that's right, poking or cutting. Last week, I had to go get my eyes checked. I'd put it off for 4 years. I was worried I had glaucoma or some other disease that'd require some eye sticking. They put me in a nice soft chair with a slick vinyl seat in front of a lot of machinery. I did okay until the doc wanted to put eye drops in my eye. One was a deadener and an anesthetic, and the other was to dilate my eyes. Gosh, I hate it when a white-robed doctor with white plastic gloves comes at me and my eyes, along with the objects in their hands. The closer she got to me, the further down in the seat I went. Her hand got closer. I slipped lower and lower until I almost slid out of the seat and onto the floor. All she said was, boy, you do have a problem with having your eyes poked, don't you? Okay. She didn't say exactly that, but that's what I heard. Long story short, I made it through the eye exam without any heavy sedatives. 20/20 vision, she told me. Cataracts, yeah, minor, but I won't have to address them for quite a while. I'm going to hold her to that. Whew. Man, you know what I mean? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph. on 96.5 KECO.